After having heard now dictating cling on Danny Brown, D-A-N-N-Y, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, birthday 7/10/77, dictation 4/26/25. Patient presents the history of being seen in Kingwood Hospital 4 days ago with shortness of breath, told he was having an anxiety reaction with negative evaluation, but that his blood pressure was increased, advised to follow up with his PCP. Without respiratory problems now, states that he works without respiratory problems now, denies history of increased blood pressure, review of symptoms, has a history of chronic low back pain, increased in morning for years, and post-working, past has history of increased liver function status a few years ago with drinking a 6-pack a day, now decreased to 6-pack on Saturday and Sunday. Excuse me, I was drinking 2 6-packs a day before. Social family history states he works as a garbage truck. Physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, but in normal limits, max health without masses, lungs clear, ossification, percussion, heart, rhythm, without murmur, gallop, evidence, salt, again, megator, tendons, back, skin, extremities, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits, x-rays retained, showed no x-rays. Blood pressure in office 148 over 86. State blood pressure has been normal in the past. Patient advised to continue to patient was advised to get an MRI of his lumbar sacral spine with history of a prior x-ray of pars defect present. Grade 1 with enterolithesis, L5-S1, on x-ray reported, seen on CAT scan of the abdomen. Patient was also advised to have complete lab work done, which he hasn't had done for a few years. Advised to get ultrasounds as well. Patient to return to office next week for ultrasound, review lab results, and to review MRI of his lower back. With lifting precautions at work, final diagnosis is reported elevation of blood pressure, undocumented at this time, with anxiety attack. History of chronic low back pain with abnormal x-ray showing pars defect to get MRI of lower back. History of elevation of liver enzymes with increased ETOH, now decreased to be repeated with routine labs. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.